French.
Joined.
Yes.
Okay. Darlene.
Joined. Joined.
And Howard is now with us. Who's on the English channel?
Darlene Thompson here.
Hi, Darlene. And this is a French interpreter. Is there anybody else here besides you?
Leslie.
Joined.
Leslie.
Yes, I'm here.
Conference operator was just asking who all was here. Darlene here. Cheryl.
Joined.
Kyle.
Hello.
Hello, it's Darlene.
Hi, darling. How are you feeling? You've had a tough time of the illnesses lined up lately.
Oh, it's either been illnesses or just things like taking off at work that needed my immediate attention. So it's one thing or another. I'm pretty good now. Still coughing, but pretty good.
Oh, no, we notice when you're at meetings, you're still online, though. When you're ill, you really are low.
Yeah, exactly.
And I had a splitting headache last night prior to a board meeting teleconference here in Australia.
Joined.
And I sent my report, et cetera, and said, look, you know, I may be an apology, but if I dial in, I'll be quiet. Of course, I dialed in, and there was no way I was going to be quiet.
Oh, it's not going to happen.
They kept saying, Cheryl, we thought you were taking a low profile.
Yes.
Oh, well, this is.
Joined.
Alejandra.
Joined.
There's still a couple of minutes by my clock before the hour, so we'll leave a bit more time for everyone to join us.
And good evening to everybody from Hawa.
Hi, Hawa.
Hi, Hawa.
And hello to Cheryl as well from Hawa.
Thank you. I take it she appreciates the additional half hour, which has allowed her to join us at the beginning of the call.
Nick.
Joined.
Good evening, all.
Hi, Nick.
It's been so long since I've talked to some of you.
In like minutes, I would have thought.
At this point, I'm beginning to speak to some of you more than I speak to my partner, who is in the same house.
That I believe.
Something Carol he's also Sherman. Noticed.
Joined.
Actually, what we should do is start up a peer support group for our partners.
Yeah, a little scary. Widowed by ICANN.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm sure many of us have partners who are grumbling in very similar ways. Now, we do need to note Vanda as an apology today. She's travelling. Hello.
Heidi.
Joined.
I'm just copying off a message to Frank Fowley. I was just confirming some of the participants for the ICANN 101 sessions. I'm not sure who should have been doing it, but when I've been in correspondence with anybody who was listed, I've sort of done a little reminder. One of the questions he asks is... exactly how many attendees will we have, because it'll give him an idea about material that he'd like to put into kit bags, etc. So perhaps we could look at that as an additional agenda item if we have time. That said, I said I'll get back to him on all of that after this call. Really, it's just because I spend so much time in correspondence with the Ombudsman. Okay. Do we have all the key players here? Can we do a roll call? Wolf is having dial-in problems. Heidi, are we...
Yes,
doing...
I've already asked the Deagle to dial out.
Thank you. We just need to tell him that, perhaps.
Yeah, I'm just doing that. Thank you.
With three different Skype chats opening up, yelling at me at the same time, I find it sometimes easier just to sort of speak to the matters.
That's so low-tech, really.
And type in multiple. I know, the type in multiple. I just need a system that will type as I think or say.
We're getting there, Cheryl.
That would be good. I mean, it's good when staff just somehow manage to tap into my brain and pick up on what I'm doing and saying. That's great.
Not everyone would find that to be an asset. But I'm glad that you do.
I think Gazella and Matthias did an excellent job of that last night, for example. Or my last night, their morning. Okay, as soon as Wolf's in, do we have Wolf? Service Wolf's in, I would suggest we can go. Evan's here. I didn't double check on that.
Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia. Just dialing out to Wolf.
Joined.
And in a matter of much excitement for me, I'm actually able to access social text sites from Del Rey.
Very happy to hear that.
It's almost a red letter day here, I can tell you. However. Have we got KCA here?
Yes, Alex Trujillo and Leslie.
My name is Wolf Ludwig.
Excellent. Hi, Wolf. Okay, can we do a quick roll call?
Joined.
Can we do a quick roll call? Cheryl's here.
Gareth.
Darlene.
Sylvia.
Sebastian.
Nick.
Wolf, we know you're here. We can see you writing and we heard you arrive.
Yes, I've arrived in the meantime, Wolf.
How are?
I was here, yes.
Leslie.
Alex.
Heidi.
Okay, I haven't heard Evan. And Rudy is going to join us in a few minutes. Might just ping Evan and see if he snowed. He did say there was major snow problems and may not be able to make the meeting.
Shiva Subramanian.
Welcome. Someone make sure all the new people on the call are also in touch.
Joined.
Hello.
I seem to remember Evan saying he was going to have a problem. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I'm just double checking.
No, I can listen. I don't have a problem. This is Shiva. I'm all right.
Thank you, Shiva. That's great. Of course, Shiva is, as our current ALAC IDN liaison, is working with Hong on a couple of our sessions. So it's very good that you can join in. Okay, I've also pinged Evan, who's pinging in his ears now.
Joined.
Who is that just joined?
Luke Conacher here.
Ah, hello, Luke. Okay, well, I think we've got no reason to delay any longer. And the first thing on our agenda today, excuse me, is the update from KCA, specifically visa issues. And I know Khalid has raised this with me on another chat. So perhaps, KCA, just before I pass over to you for visa and security matters to be discussed, I would like to just mention that I'm sure you've heard, but the rest of the group needs to hear, and it needs to be on the record, that there are a number of our African ALSs who are having some issues, particularly with the time it's going to take some of them when they look at doing their visas. Khalid, did you wish to speak to that, or have I done justice to the concerns? I'll assume I've done justice to the concerns and pass over to you, Leslie and Alex.
Thank you, Cheryl. I'm going to let Alex report on the visas. That's primarily her area of action right now, so I'm going to let her give us the recap.
Thank you, Leslie. This is Alex Trujillo. I have a list running of about 11 delegates or registrants of our conference that are having and have requested visa help. They are all from Africa. they are all from Africa. All but one is from Africa. And unfortunately, the information that we have states that to obtain a Mexican visa, you must
join
in person, go to a Mexican consulate near you to obtain a Mexican visa. That is all that I'm speaking about at this moment. I'm not speaking about the transit visa. I'm speaking about the visa into Mexico. So we have found that these offices are not relatively easy to get to some of these where these people are from, and we are seeking help from a gentleman by the name of Pablo Quinosa. I'm putting together a report that he needs, all the his specific information on these particular people that I'm talking about. And we will hopefully get something resolved soon because we're running out of time. At this time, that's all I have to report. All the people that have requested help for the visas have either found the location and or been able to make contact with the Mexican consulate that's near them, and they've been able to somehow get that visa process going.
May I ask, how confident are we that we will have a positive resolution of this in a timely manner for all the participants that are involved in this issue?
Quite honestly, I'm personally not very confident at this point in time. But I am, like I said, seeking help of Pablo Quinosa, and in hopes that maybe he could give us a better feel.
Can I ask who Pablo is associated with? Why do we think he can pull this magic rabbit out of the hat?
He is the ICANN manager of regional relations in Latin America.
Yep.
And he's helped Nick out in the past.
Pablo's helped us out in the past for visas into Latin America for ICANN meetings.
Yeah, I did
he's working with the Mexican government.
Yeah, I did That's think right. it was the same Pablo, but we all need to realize that we're not all familiar with everyone's names and positions, and
sure.
we are trying to run a record here, so thanks for that. Nick, do you want to up the ante on the confidence level, which Alex seems to be lacking? And I must
This is a problem we have at every ICANN meeting. There are some attendees in at large who pretty much always there's at least a few people who have to get a visa and do not have a consulate in their country and have to go to a neighboring country to get one. We have more people with this problem this time because we have more people coming. So it's just a matter of scale. I don't believe we've had a case yet where someone couldn't come because they couldn't get a visa. It's been a close call on a couple of occasions, but I don't think that has actually prevented anyone from coming. There's a first time for everything. I hope this is not the first time for this. I know there have been a couple of fellowship travelers who were initially told, as Khaled is mentioning, that it would take a month to get a visa. And Pablo, sometimes with help from Alejandro Pizanti and sometimes on his own through his contacts with the government. Pablo used to work for the Mexican government, by the way. Has been able to sort it out for them. And it hasn't taken a month. It's taken much less time. So, you know, I am more hopeful based on past experience. Than Alex is, and I hope I'm right. I hope I'm right. We are really the problem in part has become that the Mexican government has recently changed and greatly increased its visa requirements of foreign nationals from countries which require a visa before arrival. By requiring biometric data, and in order to give the biometric data, one must actually physically turn up at an embassy to do this. This is part of the problem. And the other part of the problem concerns people who are attempting to transit the United States on the way to Mexico. There is a political issue at the moment between Mexico and the United States related to visas. The U.S. decided to impose requirements for greatly additional biometric data. Whoever's breathing very heavily, if you could mute yourself, that would probably be helpful.
This is Wolfgang.
Is it you who is breathing very heavily into the phone? I'm not sure, but it stopped when you started speaking. I was not actually. If I could finish. So anyway, we will do what we can to resolve this problem. As soon as we know more.
Can I speak now?
Yes, go ahead, Wolfgang.
Okay, just an idea, because I met Alejandro Pisanti last week in Oslo. He is Mexican. Do you think next to Pablo that he could be helpful if we approach him today or tomorrow?
Please, whatever you do, do not do that. I can't stress this enough. People are individually approaching Alejandro with he's receiving large numbers of mail during a family holiday, which are very non-specific. And I think we have to remember he's also a volunteer. Believe me, Pablo is bringing Alejandro in when it makes sense. But but Alejandro has been overrun by emails from at large, and I think that's probably not really helpful.
Okay, it was just an idea, sorry.
No problem. It's the reason I'm being so sort of a little heavy about it is the idea was suggested before, and the result of that idea was dozens of emails going to Alejandro simply because his name was mentioned. So I just want to make sure we don't go back to that again.
Sorry.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah.
More than that, mm-hmm. Nathan, is something that I wanted to raise and specifically address back to KCA, and that is a matter of keeping a handle of exactly who's talking to who about what, and more importantly, how that communication loop is both being closed off and recorded / reported. I trust that it is KCA that has a handle on close interaction with each of our 11 visa challenge cases, and is also working to ensure that we're not having a landslide of non-official channel information going through. Is that the case?
That is. I'm involved in it when I need to be. KCA really are taking the lead with it, along with Pablo, on the Mexican government end.
Right. And my part two of that question is, of course, that each of the 11 affected visa challenge people are also being kept very closely in the loop.
Indeed.
Okay. Alex, any stage two visa issues, matters you'd like to bring up?
No, just only stage one, and those are on the top priority list. So I need to, like I said, get some information over to Pablo so that he could tell us, you know, what the next steps are, and hopefully we can get all 11 to attend and not have anybody fall through the cracks.
And each of the 11 have provided you with all the information you require?
At this time, it seems as though I do have all the information, but I will be going through with the fine-tooth comb in the next day to ensure that I do have everything that I need.
Okay.
If those 11 people don't come, that's one entire region that we'll be missing.
Absolutely.
May I? It's Sebastian.
Yes, please. Go ahead, Sebastian.
I have three remarks. The first one is that, yes, we are we are very close to the event, but I just want to remind everybody that African people told us that more than 1 month ago, and we need to do everything we can do to have them, because they were aware of this situation and they asked us to act. The second point is that I can trust Pablo completely, but it's better when you have a second wheel to run a bicycle. And I would like very much to be sure that we also enter into discussion with two type of people, the local organizers for one end, and the other the government rep to the GAC, because if I remember what's happened in Paris, we didn't get so much difficulty, but for one European country, we it was very, very complicated, and we were obliged to work together as a local organizer and the rep at the GAC, and I think it's those people could be, at least they need to be aware, and maybe they could help in that situation. I am sure that Pablo is doing all that, but I need to be sure about that. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. I think I've captured all those points. I am going to indulge while I have the microphone, however, to point out for the record and just to make sure KCA understands a little bit of the background, which I'm sure they will have been briefed on, but hey, I'm also double-checking. We actually raised this matter specifically when we were in our meeting with the travel support staff from ICANN at the Cairo meeting. And indeed, we also discussed at that meeting that transit visas were going to be an issue for some of us, and that Africa's experience has meant that to get to places like Mexico, travel ought to be organised through Canada. So just make sure you know that the people you're working with have been talking for months about this issue. Howa, you're next.
Howa, go ahead.
Yes, just a moment. She can't seem to hear me. Just a moment.
Thank you. It's just important while we're waiting for Howa that KCA knows that.
And thank you.
Go ahead, Howa.
So in regards to Africa, you know, the difficulty that we're having in regards to visa, you know, we need to have, we need the final destination visa, and it takes a long time. And the problem is, you know, it's not even a matter of getting a transit visa. We need the final destination visa. And the transit visa, like Alexandra said, you know, it really is necessary to get more assistance. Because, you know, if we take the option of using the nearest country, it's going to be too expensive for each African member. So me, for example, I need to go through Paris. So, you know, in that case, maybe go to Paris, and then from Paris, go to Mexico. As somebody that passes by Quebec, you know, go to Quebec and then from Quebec, go to the country. So in regards to, you know, the double traffic, in my case, I'd have to go to Morocco. So I'd have to go all the way to Morocco and then come back to Mali. So that really makes no sense, and then go back to Mexico. So that makes it too difficult. And something else also, I called the French embassy. I'm sorry, I called the Mexican embassy in Paris to see what information, what are the things that I needed. But it is absolutely necessary
to get the exact information in regards to what it is that we need. So it's, you know, Pablo's work with Alejandro, it is very important to work together with us and to tell us exactly what it is that we need to go through. So in regards to the process, it is very important to really communicate directly with us because we're the actual ones that are concerned in regards to this. That way, you know, we're able to actually also make the right decisions in regards to this issue because we are the concerned parties.
Thank you, Howard. May I ask on I think KCA's behalf, is Howard telling this meeting that the Africa participants are or are not getting sufficient information and assistance?
Cheryl, from India, I've also sent a mail to the BCD Travel saying that there are some visa issues. And particularly, the embassy wanted the invitation letter faxed direct to the embassy. I've told about that. And they also require the ticket to accompany the application. So these points I've raised in a message sent 2 or 3 days back. I've done that, in fact, 2 or 3 times, but I've not got any feedback from BCD Travel on this.
I won't even respond on this call because I am well aware that it is taped, and I'm well aware that I'm dealing with American corporations. My reaction to the ability for the travel people to respond on that. I will tell you, however, Shiva, is that Alex, who spoke earlier from the company KCA, are the ones we have trusted with all of the visa assistance work, and I will ask Alex to make sure she contacts you directly from the subcontinent issues, because if Shiva's having problems from Chennai, it won't be the only issue.
Well, and to repeat something...
I sent a mail to Alex. I've already sent a mail. I sent a mail to Alex on 29th.
And, well, Alex is now going to flurry very, very quickly and find out why you haven't had satisfaction from her and her company. I'm absolutely confident.
You
go ahead. Go ahead, Nick.
No, I was just going to make the point that you really don't want BCD to be the person you contact if you have a visa issue. You want to go to Alex, really.
Yeah,
but
well,
that's just been said.
Alex.
So, Alex, if you have any information for in this particular case,
can you please give me the name of the delegate, of the person that just spoke?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, but I can't understand it. Can you say it one more time?
Alex,
I'll resend that mail right now.
Thank you,
I'll
Shiva.
I'll send that mail right now.
Okay.
Thank
you. And most definitely, as Cheryl just mentioned, I will be on that, like white on rice.
And from Hawa, I do want to say that I am very concerned at this point in regards to the African parties.
Yes, indeed. And I think what we've really discussed and the time we've taken on the visa issues so far in this meeting has been predominantly focused on the African problems and challenges, and is giving everyone involved a clear message that we're all very keen and trying to work very hard to solve these issues. I'm heartened by greater confidence that all this can work out, and I'm equally confident that KCA will be working extremely hard to make sure all the magic happens. We need to know when a final, we will or we won't get this fixed date is, however. Alex, any ideas when we might know how we're going to go on this?
Cheryl, I would love to say that I could have an answer by, you know, tomorrow at 1500 UTC, but at this point, I just can't say. I mean, I'm going to try really, really hard to get all the information that I need to our to Pablo, as mentioned earlier, and just kind of be at his beck and call. Let me
perhaps take a little bit of the wriggle room away and make it clear what I'm after then. And that is, I understand the issues. What I want to hear is, Pablo now, on a given date, has all the information needed. In the next 7 to whatever days, we should know what is going on. I know I'm not going to hear it in this call, but I definitely want Nick or someone to hear it and hear it soon. So that's, thank you, Matthias. As you can imagine now, you've got Siva's full first name. I wasn't even going to attempt to say it. Oh, dear. I may be trying to pressure you a little bit, but we have got no one else to rely on but you to make this all work. So it's not that I'm being particularly difficult, although believe me, I can be. It's just that we would like to know, yes, you've got everything you need. Yes, it's going to whoever needs to get it in the next number of hours. And sometime between now and the next meeting, we'll get another bit of feedback. That's all I'm after. Let's move on to security issues then.
Yes. This is Leslie.
Yes, Leslie, and I'll try and be nicer to you. Well, maybe.
You know, I just want to emphasize to you that there's no one that feels more pressure than us to get this.
I know.
To get this resolved for you. Of course, we are working with new conditions with BCD, and, you know, they're new and working through their process, and there's been just a little bit of delay in getting information, but we do have basically everything that we need to get to Pablo and get going with him with these 11 delegates, and we are working absolutely as we can to help resolve this issue. We understand the importance, and we understand that we do not want to disappoint anyone, and we do want delegates to be there, and we're doing everything we can to make it happen. So I just
and we're relying on you.
I know you are. I know you are. And we don't take it lightly. We are doing everything that we can.
Oh, I'm sure if you were talking to people who took it lightly, you wouldn't have this job in the first place. Go ahead, indeed, on security.
And just so everybody knows, I mean, I'm involved in this. You know, I've involved Denise in it. Stacey's involved in it. Nick Tommaso's involved in it. Doug has been notified of the problem, Doug Brent. I mean, it's not like we're just saying, oh, here, KCA, go do the impossible with Pablo. I mean, everybody is very aware of this and continuously involved in it. We're trying to make sure that everybody knows what's happening and that we're there to provide whatever support KCA and Pablo need, but that we don't have so many cooks in the kitchen that nobody's actually making the meal.
Yep, absolutely.
If you know what I mean.
Salt in the kitchen, or pepper.
So the important fact, as Nick is trying to point out, if we can centralize the communication through Alejandra, at least we can have a focal point of communication, and she can funnel out with what we need for support from Nick and the rest of the ICANN team. And we are working with BCD Travel. I want to just make clear that BCD Travel is handling the transit visa issues, and we're assisting on the visa issues for those who need a Mexican visa. And definitely to your point, Cheryl, that would be definitely a question with the routings that the travel is going to Canada for those in need of transit visas as well. But we are very on heightened alert and aware and very hard to make this happen. So I just want to reassure you of that.
Thank you. I know you're heightened and aware, but the more sharp pointy sticks you can use with CCD to make sure we don't have level 2 transit visa issues as well,
yes.
I'll be very happy to supply you with lots of sharp pointy sticks, okay?
Oh, I've already thrown a few spears there.
Oh, yeah.
You'll have to get in line on this one behind me, Cheryl, when it comes to...
Trust me, my fangs are more than sharpened on this one.
I have no doubt about it, but they're in no doubt of the hot seat they're in.
On to security.
All right. I wanted to just give a report back from my discussions I've had with Jeff Biggers, who is the internal FBI, ex-FBI man on security, as well as Stacy Hofberg, who is the meeting planner for the meeting, as well as all of the activities going on for the meeting in Mexico City. And when I spoke with Jeff, as well as I've spoken to our contacts on the ground in Mexico and in Mexico City to ask other opinions from others out, you know, who are local and live in the area. When I spoke with Jeff, he advised that ICANN is not highlighting any additional security for the meeting or the summit, and feels it's important that we provide traveler advisory in advance to attendees, but he doesn't feel that there is an immediate concern over the security of people as they come to Mexico City to attend this conference and this meeting and summit. There are plans, though, to increase some security within the Sheraton, as well as we are looking in at the Melia with the internal security of the hotels to cover property, as well as any other items that we feel need to be secure. I know from Jeff's report as well, he said that they are, again, seeking to cover property but are not taking specific action to cover actual people per se, because the general consensus that they're safe within the hotel and in the central historical district of which we will be. However, they do have and have made plans to secure, and it has been confirmed that there will be a couple of other measures taken in order to secure people's or have our attendees and delegates feel secure. One is that they've arranged for a meet and greet service at the airport that would take place Saturday, February 28th, through Sunday, March 1st, from 8 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. I'm sorry, I need to give you times on that.
Well, that's okay. Local time is all right for buses.
Okay, so 8 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. At each airport terminal. They will have a desk with two coordinators meeting and greeting attendees and assisting them to get to their proper taxi stands or to meet their prearranged cars. Once you are at the hotel property, there will be a shuttle that will run between the Sheraton, the Melia, and Embassy Suites beginning Saturday, February 28th through Friday, March 6th. From 5:30 p.m. until 11:30 p.m. Jeff advised that we would take the normal precautions that are advised for travel into Mexico and make sure that we communicate those, which we will in writing, attendees and their confirmation letter, as well as on the what's provided on the ICANN website for travel advisory. A few things that he did point out that we should be aware of, that we should advise attendees to only secure transportation from the hotel or a concierge or at an authorized location in order to secure a taxi. Do not flag down taxis on the street because there are some in particular, those that are green and white, CW bugs, that are taxis that have been linked to some crime-related activity. So that's one strong warning he has advised. He's also advised against exchanging large sums of pesos or dollars at the airport upon arrival or at ATMs. Plan to arrive at the airport with a few pesos in advance. He also advises that avoid going out at night alone or wandering into unknown areas. These are all common sense issues we take in most, you know, major cities we enter. Stay in groups and take authorized transportation.
Alex, please. I am sure that it's impossible to translate you into French. I am not listening to the translation, but don't speak too quickly, please. You have an international audience here.
I will slow down.
Thank you.
Merci. I will repeat the last sentence. Was taking precaution about going out alone at night and wandering into unknown areas. Stay in groups and take authorized transportation. at night. The next issue I asked him about was addressing the concern that some have expressed about kidnapping. He said he does not feel that our delegates are of concern, that it is more common in the north in Mexico, but acknowledges there are certainly actions in Mexico City. Expressed that foreigners are not specific targets and that they seem to target local Mexican nationals who have money and that they've already investigated them in advance to know they could receive money in exchange for the person. He also recommended that we look for and provide common sense suggestions to all of our delegates in the information that we provide.
Obviously, Leslie, all you've read out needs to quite clearly get into some written form in local language and out to each of our delegates quite literally before they leave their country of origin, because if they have to arrive with pesos, they need to do that in their country of origin, or at least in their transit airport. I would also point out that as delightful as the wonderful planning that the ICANN security people, please note my tone, is not directed to you, Leslie, it is particularly venomous towards BCARE and concerned that ICANN have clearly given to our summit delegates in their planning, starting on Saturday, because I expect them to listen to these tapes, starting on the Saturday and the shuttle starting on the Saturday is wonderful for those who are arriving for the main ICANN meeting on the Saturday, but pretty much useless to everyone of us who's arriving on Thursday or Friday. And indeed, we will have to be already at our venue, having moved between hotels on the Saturday morning and, of course, for many of us, on the Friday night. Yes, Nick, I know you'll sort out the shuttle issue, and I also want the world here to know that I've raised the matter of the closing time of the shuttles, that being 11:30 p.m. or 23:30 hours UTC, local time, is all very handy for the day-to-day activity, but is of no earthly use on the evening of the gala event. I also pointed out that if we have in excess of 100-odd people attending the ICANN meeting, including our summit delegates, staying at a hotel three blocks down the road, that there would be enormous sense in running some of the shuttles to the gala event from the Millet and back to the Millet, not just to and from the venue hotel. So, yeah, we are seeing a number of, oops, we hadn't thought of that moments, clarifying and hopefully being resolved, and that we should, I believe, have no reason why meet and greet and everything else shouldn't be able to be added to cover off 100-odd travellers as well. I'm sure, Nick, you're having very similar conversations with everyone in your meetings. We do need to get those devices out, and there's going to be some translation requirements.
Gerald, Leslie.
Wolfgang Kleinwichter.
I
just while Wolfgang comes back, just say that again, Leslie.
Joined.
This is Leslie. I did want to say that I definitely have noted those same exact issues you've just raised. And I understand, and I knew you would ask this question. So
dear, I'm predictable.
I am here to work on your behalf to relay our concerns and our need for service during these time periods that you have addressed. We are aware by our travel records of when people are arriving. And we can certainly show to the planning staff percentage of people from our group that will be arriving on those previous days as of the 26th and the 27th. So I just wanted you to know I am aware and I am working on your behalf.
I have every faith you will do, but I'll give you a good supply of sharp pointy sticks. Keep poking them at other people as well.
You're going to run out of trees.
Oh, no, you're not.
I would like to add two points. The first one is that the document about travel needs needs to be translated in French and Spanish and, if possible, in other language, because it's very important issue, the security of the delegates. The second point is that you will get you have the time arrival time of everybody, then you will see that it's not just on Friday. I am sure that half will be the day before, then and some before also. One point I didn't hear, but maybe you told us about the situation at the airport, because some of us will arrive before any installation of ICANN booth or something like that in the airport. What we can do, what we must do, how we need to organize the travel between the airport and the Melia. And I know for sure that we need to tell the delegates that they have to take care of their belongings at the airport, and they have not to take any money at the airport. The last French people who does that is not able to tell us anymore something. Then we really need to be careful of what we say to the people, but also we need to give them as much information possible for a safe journey from the airport to the hotel.
Yes, Sebastian, I agree, and I noted the times. I know there are several people arriving. I believe, Alex, it was 5 a.m. in the morning.
That's correct.
So we do have those times, and we will be discussing how we can accommodate different arrivals. We're definitely aware of that, and I'll be working with the staff to see what arrangements we can make or that we have to make ourselves.
I suspect if it's a matter of not doing it or doing it ourselves, I'm all for the doing it ourselves vote. But I'll make an enormous fuss that we have to do it ourselves at every opportunity in the debriefing I do on this with ICANN. The other matter that Sebastian was raising there, which I just really want to double check with everybody in terms of KCA and your liaison with DCD as well, is that any of the delegates coming to the summit who are also members of Internet Society chapters,
mm-hmm.
will be coming in on the Thursday at least, because they have a Friday meeting, and the ISOC, Global ISOC, is paying for the additional day's accommodation for all of us, me included, to come a day earlier and attend that meeting. This is well outside of the ICANN travel and security concerns, I suppose, but I still think that I would personally take a dim view, and I suspect it would have a very bad reflection on the at-large summit in general if one or more of those travellers got caught up in some sort of problem security-wise, or even as simple as having their goods and chattels removed from their person at the airport for the lack of it being seen as an associated activity. So perhaps it would be good, Leslie, if you also get in contact, if you haven't already, with Anne from ISOC, who is managing that additional exercise on the Friday, and perhaps ISOC can also be involved in any additional security cover and planning. I am pleased to see Nick has already got KCA and Anne in regular contact, but we've got all at the same people, and we definitely want to take care of all of them in a uniform way. So just dotting the I's and crossing the T's.
No, I appreciate the detail, absolutely, and Anne and I have been in contact. I do have the list of her attendees. I have cross-checked them against the database, but good point to connect with her on the security to see if there's any additional support. I do want to also mention in our back pockets, we already have contacted and are securing bids for meet and greet arrivals as a backup plan.
Great. Okay. Fantastic. All right. Well, we've taken a great length of time over what perhaps by some is not seen as much of an important issue. It's never seen as an important issue until it goes wrong. And at least I'm confident that we can prove literally in the public record that we have all been concerned and diligent in trying to make sure that any risk is minimised to our travellers. Moving on to the update on format of the Wednesday session. Got a link to the
Alejandra.
Left.
Working group PDF. Nick, do you wish to speak? Nick, do you wish to speak to that?
Hello.
Wolf, do you
wish to speak? I think I was muted there.
Hello.
Hi, Nick. Don't you want to take this?
Sorry, which point are we on now? I've had a computer drama here. So the e-crime
Wednesday,
session is this?
Yes, exactly.
Hello?
I leave it up to Nick.
Yes, basically you have an outline here of a three-hour session. There's, again, a lot of breathing on the line. Somewhat hard for me to hear. I don't know anything else. Matthias, is there any way you can try and maybe mute? Not you, but maybe some of those who are on the call. I think the idea of this is probably self-explanatory. I would say if you haven't read over the sort of flow of the meeting, please do. There are obviously more speakers than what you see here. We have deliberately left many speakers off simply because they haven't been asked. But I think you'll find that it is a very robust group of experts from multiple fields, all of them quite senior in their various disciplines, including law enforcement personnel. We are making inquiries of some additional at-large contacts. I've asked Fatimata, for example, if she has a contact in any of the African certs who can speak during the law enforcement component about any special issues that Africa may face in dealing with cybercrime. So I think you'll find that it will be a regionally balanced group of speakers and quite a number of experts from the at-large community, some of whom you see listed here now. And I would say that I will bet you a dinner at a very nice restaurant in Mexico City if this isn't the most popular workshop in the entire ICANN meeting.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's no question about that.
This
will be high marquee value, and it will be clearly connected as it will be clearly a workshop that is in partnership with the At-Large Summit, between the At-Large Summit and the GNSR. So...
Any questions, comments, or discussion, short discussion on that as it stands at the moment?
Rudy, may I?
And
yes, please, go ahead.
Well, I was a little bit surprised because I was in contact with Knut John, with the son, Gart Brun, as you have the father, Bob Brun, who we have seen in Cairo. And he was just wondering what was happening because I was asking him joining my session, and he got a mail from QCA asking for participating in another session. So it was a little bit a surprise. So I would like to know if some other surprises are going to come in this sense, in order to avoid that we are putting energy in things which are easier to handle than having discussions about in which session you're going to participate. And at the other side, there are some sessions in which I'm really interested, as I have, I think, quite some input to bring, and I've never seen before a list of sessions and participants in these sessions. So I would like to have some detailed clarification about it before I'm going to finalize my session.
I think I understand what you're asking, Rudy, but if I have misunderstood it, it will become obvious from my answer. With respect to the e-crime session, there is indeed the intention to have you on either session 2 or session 3 and Patrick Vanderwaller on the session you are not in, because it was thought that, and I believe Garth Brun of Nugent is also going to be asked to be on one of these two panels,
yes.
In particular because it was felt that your understanding of how CCTLD registries policies work has an important impact on how domains in that TLD namespace are used, and that was an important perspective that should be heard in a meeting where we are talking about adding many new TLDs and many new CCTLDs with IDN TLDs. So I think you'll find that you will be getting an invitation very shortly to participate in this particular workshop. Now, you have received a separate note about the session that was proposed on abuse of domains for the thematic sessions in the summit, which is separate from this. Obviously, could be very complementary in content, but it is separate and on a separate day. And the reason you were contacted is because we have a list of subjects for thematic sessions and people who are listed as organizers, and we're simply trying to find out who of these proposed organizers for these sessions does wish to organize them, what help do they need, so that the summit organizing committee can take those, you know, proposals, if you will, or outlines of those sessions and put them into the 10 slots which are available.
That indeed clarifies a lot already, but again, the fact was that Gart Brun was just wondering, because he is new, that they are a new ALS and they are not aware of how we are working, and they receive a mail, they are just surprised, say, what happens, what we have to avoid that we create some chaotic situation before having our organization set up in Mexico, in order to avoid that those who want to participate are in somewhere in the cloud and don't know what kind of game we are playing. It's not so easy to clarify in a few sentences. But that's the reaction I got from Gart, that I don't know how you are functioning. It's new for us, but it's crazy if you receive. You know that you're participating in one session, you get a question where you are asked for organizing another. You're wondering what's the position I have to take. That's the message I will give. That's all.
I think, thanks, Gareth, and I hope you've not minded too much the directions that we took for the valuable hour you were able to give to us this morning. Gareth's leaving the call, which he did flag at the beginning. He only had 60 minutes, he could share with us today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Gareth.
I've got Fatemata then Sebastian on the speaking list, but just to make sure I've captured what Rudy was raising and indeed what Nick was clarifying, Rudy has raised the issue that there was an opportunity to see confusion or even competition between the activities that were already going on for the development and outlining and manning of the thematic session, specifically his abusive domain session, and then with the invitation to at least one of his speakers, who unfortunately also is new to the world, the mysterious and wonderful world of ICANN and at large, Garth from NewJohn, to be a participant in the e-crime. I think what has been made clear by Nick, Rudy, is that these are in no way competitive, but rather complementary activities, and that as Garth, as a representative of an ALS, is going to be there from the very beginning of our summit to when he has to leave, which will be well past the Wednesday, I trust, there should be no impediment, if he is willing, for him and you and Patrick to be involved in both activities because they are complementary. And Darlene is just noting that she has reviewed all the documents and she has given her support for all of them as they stand. Have I captured both parts of that accurately then, Nick and Rudy, just before we go to Fatemata and then Sebastian?
Yeah, all I would say is I understand there can be some confusion in a process in which so many working groups and so many meetings are being organized by so many people. And we are all on new ground here. We have never had the entire ALS community at one meeting. We've never had 10 thematic sessions being organized at one meeting before. Even if that's all we were doing, that would be far more complex than anything we've done before. So,
Rudy, if I can paraphrase, I think, oops, we may have accidentally tripped and stubbed our toe. It was not intentional. There is nothing competitive nor exclusive about either of the activities. In fact, they are complementary. And if you haven't already got your own invitation to echo the one Garth has, both you and Patrick will be getting one very soon. And yes, I'm quite sure that we will have a full list of speakers attached to the e-crime and domain abuse session post-haste, because I know Nick and the GNSO staff are working very hard on filling that out. Fatemata, go ahead, please.
May I just finish this question?
As long as it's very short. Yes,
yeah,
go ahead.
Well, it's not a question of competition. It was just some clarification, which would have been easy if it was on top of the mail. People are receiving or not aware what we are trying to set up. That's the only message I have. And I'm even asked by MIT to be at their spam conference the 25th and the 26th and 27th of March. And I would like eventually to have someone from the MIT invited in Mexico in order to have their input also, because that's quite some value. That's the only...
Indeed, and I'm sure Nick will be keen to follow up with that as well. Go ahead, Fatemata, through the French channel.
Thank you, Cheryl. And really, I actually don't know if I have anything else to say anymore, but I do think that we do need more candidates, more speakers for the e-crime. First of all, that's very important. You know, for these 2 days, it'll be important to find good speakers, at least for Africa, and that is what we're trying to do. But, you know, in regards to Africa, though, have we already, I know that I, for Africa, we're trying to work with Nick to find a good speaker for Africa, and we just found someone who would be able to, you know, give good orientation in regards to your friends. And that's really all I wanted to say in regards to a crime, that is.
Thank you very much, Fatemata.
I'm hearing that you're all working very hard to ensure that we get more African input into this session. But I think there was also a question. Could you please repeat the question at the end of that? Were you asking a question of Nick as well?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I mean...
Go ahead.
Well, I was... Well, because I was trying to... In regards to finding the right person for the summit, I was reading on the chat that Rudy and Patrick were saying that there was somebody that had already been chosen, that somebody had already been chosen. But I know that, you know, for Africa, we have proposed someone as a speaker who can speak on behalf of Africa for e-crime. And it's really more about ALAC members, and that's really what that's about, you know, somebody that will be talking about those specific issues.
Excellent. Thank you. That's great. Thank you very much. I think it's important to know that when the speakers and panelists are completely added on to the Wednesday session notes, you will, in fact, I believe, have an embarrassment of riches representing very much a great number of the expertise and talents that our ALSs bring, not only to At Large and the ALAC, but to ICANN and the world of the Internet in general. Go ahead, Sebastian.
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to add into this discussion a few points. The first one is that it's the first time we had in front of us as a summit working group this proposal to have the e-crime and abuse of the DNS forums. And it's a good improvement, and I think it's a very good idea and a very good setup for this Wednesday time we have during the ICANN meeting. And of course, it's difficult to do everything at the same time, and I don't see that as it's something new. It's something we need to share now with everybody, and it's why I guess Rudy is just learning about that, but it's like us today. The second point is that as I read the program, it's that there are a lot of slots, and I don't think that there is competition to have one speaker on another. For the moment, we need to have to have all the slot who are empty for the moment. We need to fulfill them. Then there is no problem to have, and I hope that African people will be able to be part of one or the other session, and from the other region the same. We really need to show that this is what we can bring as At Large. It's two things. The first is that we have to take care of the end users' questions, and the second is that we need to take care of a real worldwide representativity of the participants, of the speakers. Sorry, we really need to do that. I want to avoid the white man from the northern hemisphere who has the knowledge and the other doesn't know nothing. I don't think that's the truth, and we need to show that it's not the truth. And we have women with good knowledge. We have people from other regions than the northern hemisphere that we have good knowledge and who can give to the participant a very good presentation and information. And my last point is that as we will have maybe more than 10 thematic sessions, then we will have to make choice. I was just wondering, even if I heard well both Nick and Cheryl saying that there is no competition. If those subjects in this thematic session from Rudy will not be taken care during this forum, on Wednesday forum, because if at the end of the day we have to make a choice, we have to know how we can make the choice. Thank you.
Sorry, what choice do you think we might be making, Sebastian?
I guess there is more than 10 possible thematic sessions. If everybody say yes, I am not sure that we are in this situation, but if everybody say yes, we will have to make a choice between 11 or 12 sessions to have just 10, because we have just 10 rooms.
Sure, yeah. Okay, thank you. Of course we need to do that. Any further discussion on that before we move to Thursday's draft?
Wolf.
Yes, go ahead, Wolf.
I would like to support Sebastian's last motion because having a first and brief look on the draft, which I generally find very attractive and well done, but the subtleties of the composition of speakers is, as Sebastian described it, quite important, and we really have to avoid that only the typical ordinary internet users, which are supposed to be white, male, young, northern, blah, 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 will be on the panel, and we have to include the whole community.
Indeed.
This was a very important motion from Sebastian in my eyes as well.
Okay.
Otherwise, I have no further comments.
Well, there's no arguments for me, of course. Moving on to Thursday, which was what I was doing just then.
The last version of this is on the workspace of today, and it's a document called Draft Thursday Closing, and this is a result out of the discussion Nick and I had last Friday. And I posted to the core group over the weekend, and I got so far responses from Evan. And Evan was more or less underlining what was my doubt during writing this, that we still have too much formal interventions foreseen for this 90-minute slot, and I entirely agree with the comments Evan sent us afterwards by saying we have to reduce the number of speakers for the closing sessions. We have to make a selection out of the people presenting feedbacks, results, from the workshops, from the five workshops, from the five general assembly and the thematic sessions. And I think we shouldn't do it in a proportional way. We just should do a selection and try to sort out the most interesting messages we have to transmit for the to the closing plenary and to the community, and we really have to organize it in the highest professional way possible, that it will have an optimum outcome and success, and it will become a success.
Thank you. Nick, would you like to repeat what you had done online with that? I know you're doing it into chat now, but for the transcript?
Yeah, what I replied to an email later in which I said,
that I think you should all completely forget reports. You know, the sort of what I think there's a danger if you say report in an ICANN context, that means some bloke or lady standing up at a podium with a bunch of PowerPoints talking. And it's almost impossible for that to be exciting, no matter what the subject is, if you see a series of people doing that. So what I would suggest is that that a reference is made, for example, when you go to the working group sections, reference is made by Cheryl or whomever is the compare of this section, to the fact that there were five working groups, they were on these subjects, the formal statements are available at the back. Here are a selection of the most important messages we have for all of you from those sessions. And then it switches over to an audiovisual display of individuals from those working groups, maybe three statements from each working group. The three most thought-provoking, provocative, interesting statements that are in the working group results being read out by individual members of the working group, so that what people get is punchy, short, visual and audio messages. And then perhaps you could follow that and say, in addition, we have some questions for all of you as a result of these subjects. And again, you could have different people then reading out a couple of key thought-provoking questions that came up for the rest of the ICANN community to consider as a result of these sessions. So that it's very quick, it flows, it's basically filled with sound bites, which, you know, people make jokes about those, but they're pretty effective at getting a message across. And it's very audiovisual, and it's completely different from what you normally get in an ICANN meeting. It's just an idea, but I guess my showbiz background is coming to the fore here. And I guess what I'm arguing for is a departure from the traditional to shake people up and really catch their attention, keep their attention, and get them thinking. And if you're asking questions of people, you know, it's a standard rhetorical device to keep people engaged when you're in a speaking format, is to ask questions. Question and answer, it's called. And the session that begins right after the plenary closes is the public forum. So in effect, you're being given an hour and a half to basically stack the deck with issues for the public forum. Really, seriously. Before the public forum begins.
Sorry, this is me giggling.
So, you know, you're in a perfect sort of pole position to influence the whole course of the public forum. Get your message across, but at the same time, provoke people to think in a different way than they might otherwise.
Excellent. Well, anybody want to challenge what
yeah,
I think? Anybody want to challenge or discuss what I think is an excellent way forward?
It's Sebastian. I want to challenge one question. Do we have a team to take the film and to help us with the to organize that, because it's also a lot of work, and we need to have specific people in charge of that.
I had it in mind to go and get somebody local to do the videoing and do the editing of putting things together. And it also occurred to me it might be fun to have a still photographer who came and took pictures during our meetings and set up a table outside where, for a small fee, attendees could get pictures of themselves in the meetings. In part because that's kind of fun, but also because you could then take images from the summit meetings and put them together into a montage in the background during other parts of the closing plenary.
there is one team who were in Paris and in Cairo who shot the main session. Maybe we can ask them to be 2 days in advance and to help us with that.
Well, yeah, we couldn't do that. We should just look at cost, though, because it might be cheaper to get something local, and we may get the same or an equal.
I am not sure that it would cost you so much less, and I am sure that they have all the facility.
Well, we certainly will ask them. Domain.info? Certainly, because they're there, so it would be logical to ask them.
And they are. I am sure that they will help us with the... But I'm saying because it's not just to shot the film; it's also to be able in one night to have a video ready to run, or in two nights. And it's they need more material than just a camera, and they are coming with all that. Just to be sure that everybody understood, they are French and they are from south of France and. I know them quite well.
No, it's a great idea. We'll certainly contact them. If you decide to go this way, we'll certainly contact them because they also know the ICANN community very well.
Just on that, Matthias knows because he was trying to wrangle my life during the Cairo meeting. But that group also. Did do a lot of almost infomercials, I guess, on a number of the sessions that we were running as part of the humanisation efforts of ICANN, and very specifically as part of what the combined efforts of the advisory committees and the support organisations were doing. And my work with them, I found was very very easy to get along with, very prompt and. Very capable group. So as long as we get as good or better, I think this is a great way forward. And indeed, we need to maximise the number of material bits and pieces we collect for these montages to put together. But we also will need to stage a couple of them. And I'm sure, Nick, that some of the organisation staff on the ground can make sure that we capture golden moments, even if they need to be taken to the side of the room and repeated for camera.
But yes, if you decide to go this audiovisual route, we will work. KCA and your staff will work to make sure that all the logistics and technical issues get sorted out, so that. It's easy for participants to record their sentence and all the rest of it.
Yes, that's great. Well, I'd like to propose that we do go forward in this direction, and I'm calling for anyone who wishes to dissent from that proposal to make themselves known now.
And we will, of course, give you a storyboarded, you know, how it would actually work so you could consider it and change things and all that.
Absolutely. Does anyone believe we should not go in this direction? If so, make yourself known now. Anyone in the French channel? I'm hearing no dissent, so unless I find some coming to the surface very, very soon, I would suggest that this is exactly the way we are going to go forward with Thursday. And look...
Cheryl, I just posted my last comment.
Agree on 18.
As they have only 90 minutes, we must agree on the principle that we can only have a selection of people speaking and presenting as a multimedia and multivisual way we discussed, but we cannot follow the traditional principle of proportionality that every RALU can have its speaking slot at the end. We really have to follow a pragmatic approach, those representatives having the best messages will be put forward.
Absolutely. Highlights only.
Highlights only.
Highlights only. But
if we can If you can add this point to the agreement, I'm perfectly fine with it.
Yeah, highlights only, Wolf, but we also need to make sure, and this comes back to the skill of the collection of the material for us to use, we need to make sure that the audiovisual material is complementing our principles of wide ethnic, gender and geographic and language diversity.
Of course. Cheryl, do you allow me a remark?
Please, do go ahead.
I have observed over the last couple of meetings that there are masters of written English reportings, and we have so many charismatic people I met during the last ICANN meetings from the South. And what we need are the charismatic people standing in front of a video and bringing over a brilliant message. Therefore, I'm not so much afraid that we won't have a lot of reps from the South.
Good. Okay, I think this is absolutely exciting. For my sins, have done a lot of information, infomercial and television work in a past life. And a lot of audio-visual online training, going back to the days, Nick, of sound-on-slide presentations.
Oh, boy. let's not, shall we, and just say we did.
So I'm very excited about this, and I'm really looking forward to it. This brings us, obviously, you have my absolute support, and anything I can do, just let me know. The 101 segment. Draft Summit Program. Wolf.
Well, the final version of the Draft Summit Program with some more details on the Saturday on the one-to-one. It was Nick who drafted a new version, and I think this is a good draft for the one-to-one session. And this is the new spot in the version 10.
I believe somebody was suggesting earlier, I can't remember what meeting, that there were a couple of other segments we could add to this list.
Oh, yes, you are right, Nick. Sorry.
I just can't remember who said what, though.
It was, I say, it's Sebastian, I say something, but it was on your weekly call yesterday.
Oh, the staff meeting, yes, Sebastian, yes, sorry.
When I joined you, I think it's a very good proposal put on the table. I would like just to ask that we had two segments, one... It's about the lawyer of ICANN, because it's one important part of the work done by or obliged to be done by ICANN. It's a lawyer side, and if we can have John Jeffrey coming to explain what is his work, how he's working, it's an important part. And the second, I would like very much to have Kurt Pritz coming to talk about how they're working on the GTLD. It will be just a 10 minutes slot, but it could be useful to have really as much as possible a real one-to-one session for all the part of ICANN. I think we need more minutes for that, and I wanted to say that I am not sure that we really need 45 minutes to explain why everybody needs to be candidates through the non-com next year. And maybe it could be a more concise talk to us about the non-com than 45 minutes.
Can I take the second point or the last point first and assure you that that is the minimum amount of time that they have expressly requested? It's not our guesswork, it is their specific request. In fact, they wish to have more.
I know. I can understand that, but I think our role is to have an overall view, when somebody came to talk, when George came to talk at Eugenie about Noncom, he do a 5-minute speech and he got a very good candidate for the board. And it's not the time we need to have a good candidate. It's just a good message.
I'm sure you and Tricia can discuss the nuances of what Tricia's designs are for her management of the Noncom compared to those in the past. Not an argument I'm going to buy into. I've simply passed on what the requests are. And if we can fit it in, I think we should. Going back to the additional spots, though, where are we putting these in? We are extending the 101 to 12 and taking 20 minutes more time. Is that what you're proposing?
Yeah, my proposing is to have more time for the ICANN 101 and to try to find those 20 minutes somewhere else. We maybe have asked to take 5 minutes in each of the next session, and that would be fit. But I think it's important. It's one important issue. We have a lot of new people. They need to have a full picture of what it is I can, and it's within this type of session that they will get that.
Okay. I wasn't really asking for justification, just the proposal that we have Kurt Pritz and John Jeffries as two additional 101 presenters. And that means another 20 minutes into that day. Wolf, which way would you like to approach this proposal? Take 10 minutes earlier and 10 minutes later, or what?
I entirely agree with the principle or the consideration Sebastian raised to cut it down to 30 minutes maximum, because I think it's probably a formalistic or bureaucratic argument, but I think regarding the proportionality of other one-to-one inputs, it would be inappropriate to give 45 minutes only to the NOMCOM and cutting down all the other speakers foreseen for this session to 10 minutes each. Therefore, I think we have to reduce it to a maximum of 30 minutes and to give more space to the principal ICANN one-to-one presenters.
Okay, and that will gain us close enough to the 2 times 10 we require for the addition of John Jeffries.
That means that we will terminate at 19:20 and 19:15 at the evening, and we will have just 10 minutes to go for the fair and poster session.
That's one way of doing it, or of course we could always cut down the welcome and introduction and orientation. You can always steal 10 minutes off that. You have a very cooperative presenter there. In fact, you can steal 20 minutes off that. You have a very cooperative presenter there.
Yeah, Cheryl, but as we know that you will be very cooperative, you know that when we write, we start at 9. Because of something we don't know today, you will have 5 minutes late to start for any reason, or 10 minutes, and then you will have to be on time. Then I think we need to keep some flexibility in all that, and
I understand that, Sebastian, but what I was going to suggest is that we ensure that everybody is, in fact, in the room and ready to roll well before 9 o'clock by doing something else, by ensuring that we have a registration, a something, a signing off, a something that gets people through the door between 8:20 and 9 o'clock, or even 8:30 and 9 o'clock on that Saturday.
Okay, we shut the door at 9 o'clock. Everybody else couldn't come in to the center.
Now, you know I'm not going in that direction. I was rather more ensuring that they arrived for 8:30 for a 9 o'clock start than at 9 o'clock, or maybe 10 past 9 for a 9 o'clock start.
I agree, Cheryl, I think we can take 5 minutes in that direction, but I think it's easier to take it in the other direction. But that's up to you. I don't.
Sure. Well, whatever works. I'm happy with whatever works. Okay. So we now have the 30 minutes for NomCom, which I will let them know that has changed. We are going to add both John and Kurt into the run. Are we going to just add them on the end or put them in a particular order? Wolf?
I didn't get your last question, Cheryl.
With the addition of John Jeffries and Kurt Pritz, are we going to slot them in at the end of the existing list of presenters or put them in to follow a particular order?
On this issue, one-to-one presenters, I trust in the staff to find out the optimal order of speakers.
And more than that, it's not maybe not so the optimal for us, but the optimal for the speakers, because you never know.
Yes.
If there are other commitments the same day, they
right,
will be able to
right.
time and not others, then we need to be flexible for that, I think.
Yes,
I'm
interested in a good and informative outcome, but I have no real preference to the order of the speakers. And I leave this up to the staff to have enough flexibilities according to availabilities of the people, etc.
Okay, so it really doesn't matter where we slot John and Kurt in, and we do need to ascertain particular... Now, we need to ask people for a 20-minute commitment, not a 10-minute commitment, because we need to have them there, aiming to get them there at least 5 or 10 minutes before they start. And Murphy's Law says you might always run 5 minutes late. So we need to find a space in each of these people's days that will allow them to be with us where we are running the 101 for at least 20 minutes on the ground with us and whatever time it takes for them to extricate themselves from their meetings. From their meetings point of view, we need to realise that both the GAC, the CCNSO and the GNSO are all meeting on the Saturday.
Yeah.
That said, Chris Despain has assured me he will make himself available at my beck and call. And indeed, Frank is more than happy to fit in, because he'll just put a "I'll be back in 20 minutes" sign on his door and join us where we need him. So we do have a couple of those that we can shift around a little bit more easily. Whose job is it now to contact all of these people?
We'll take care of that.
Okay, and I'm happy to help on that. As you know, a few of them I've been chewing at their ear already. Okay.
One point I think is missing. It's who will be Mr. Loyal for this session?
Who will be what?
Who will be Monsieur Loyal, Mr. Loyal? When you have in a circus, when you have different show that you need somebody who take care in between the 2 minutes, 1 minute, to give the speech to one and to the other, and to be sure that it's running 10 minutes each one.
We're going to have the equivalent of traffic lights. Green, you're okay. Yellow, you have 1 minute. Red, stop now. In the front and
yeah,
the back.
Yeah, but
the room.
We need somebody in charge of this session to run this session in the smoother way possible.
Go ahead.
We will have handlers, and you need people outside making sure that, you know, people are collected, that they're drag kicking and screaming from their previous activities, all that sort of thing. And I think staff will be able to work on that with the XCOM, if you don't mind, because we do need handlers, having people, you know, brought through and wound up and moved on.
Let us. I have an idea on how to do that. Let us come back to you at the next meeting with more on that subject.
I think that's what I was suggesting, Nick.
Oh, good. Okay. Sorry.
Any other points before we move on? If not, I think it's looking good. I'll let.
Yes,
you.
I noted.
I would like to actually ask that we now approve the first columns, not by in the 101. I'm suggesting that we don't actually have the timing, but rather that we have 101 presenters covering the following subjects. Listed in some form of publicly available program, not allocating speakers, not unless we already know them. Perhaps I would prefer to do none just now until everybody's tied up. But that we now publish a short version of this as soon as possible. Wolf, how do you feel about that?
The only kind of doubt I have with the selection of the speakers suggested. I follow to Janice Carklin's quite a lot of time, and if he is supposed to speak to a bunch of activists like the summit participants, I fear that he may not be the most appropriate person as a governmental representative, even if he is a chair of the GAC, to talk with. And if there would be a possibility to have Bertrand for that, it would be better.
It really is up to them, and what I can do is try and navigate that outcome.
Please try it.
I will do my very best, won't we, staff?
Maybe I can help too.
Please, Sebastian, help, because I remember the EGINI conference where Yanis was on the panel, and he was so bloody arrogant. He was really a pain in the ass to the audience, and
okay.
I wouldn't like to have him a second time like we had him in Paris.
Believe me, I will pursue this, and we will do our best. That also said, the GAC will, if it's a matter of representing the GAC and a background on the GAC, normally they're practiced to quite extensively brief Yanis on exactly what he is to say or otherwise. I've sat next to him on an awful lot of dioceses lately, and he always has briefing notes that have been prepared by someone else for him to work with. So. Sometimes what you see and what goes on behind may not be exactly easy to work out which is what. But yes, we will do our best to get the most entertaining, interactive and approachable representative of the GAC that we possibly can. Coming back to the question of when can we publish a short version of this?
Tomorrow, I would say.
Okay. Nick says tomorrow. Can I ask that we obviously have a look at the draft of what that's going to look like, just to dot the I's and cross the T's?
Sure.
Thank you. And by us, I'm suggesting, you know, just put a link to it on this place, and anyone who's involved can have a few hours to say, gee, you spot my name wrong. And if they say that, I'll be asking, why is there a name on it anyway? Okay? All right. This brings us to review and approve plan for Sunday welcome reception. And I need to take a placeholder on this. There's something I need to speak to on this matter. So first of all, Nick, is this your baby to talk to us about?
Well, the yes, the idea was that we have a reception on Sunday with the fellows. A further idea was then to have a reception involving the GNSO as well on Sunday. I think there is some issue there that the GNSO may have they may have to do something on Sunday night with the GAC or something. But in any case, we would still have the fellows, and I think we will. I think Glenn misunderstood the idea that we were talking about a dinner or something instead of drinks. I don't know. Heidi, you may know more about this because you actually spoke to her. So.
Yes. No, I think that she was quite keen on having a joint event with cocktails and even perhaps hors d'oeuvres or a dinner. She did say that the GNSO had no plans at this point for Saturday evening, so it looks like they had a wide open schedule.
Well, it's Saturday evening, yes, but that doesn't help us very much.
So yes.
We'll have to get back to. She thinks it's dinner we want. She doesn't realize that it's drinks only.
I think it is. I think she would be open to either or both.
But I mean, on Sunday, I'm talking.
No, only on Saturday. Sunday they have scheduling conflicts.
But I mean, what do they have? They have a dinner and they
have a dinner and a meeting with the GAC.
Okay, let me talk to her.
Okay.
Is the fellowship not available on the Saturday? Is that right?
They're not, because they're not there yet.
Right. Okay. So what are the costs? And I don't need the detail. Yes, I know the fair and poster session is going on, and of course part of that could be seen as a welcome for all of us, seeing as it's the first time we'll be getting together. I don't see that we need to not necessarily call the Saturday an you know, it could very easily be morphed into a a session that involves other parts of ICANN. In fact, it would possibly be a great opportunity to involve other parts of ICANN and indoctrinate them with the amazing talent and diversity we have. So, what are we planning? What do we need to do? What do we need to finalise in terms of budget ramifications?
Well, nothing at the moment. We're just ironing out how many groups are participating in this reception. The situation with the GNSO is an idea that Denise gave to me. We've had one conversation with Glenn. I would say just leave it with us for a bit longer. There'll be a reception. It will certainly involve the fellows. It may or may not involve other ICANN communities. It depends on who's available and when.
Okay.
And then Saturday night. You know, we'll come up with something else. Maybe I'll go eat dinner somewhere or something.
Okay. But if we were going to have drinks and nibbles with, we could always invite the DNSO on that Saturday along with any other person in ICANN that happens to be available.
Sure.
I think that would be quite good. What budget ramifications will opening that up have, is my question.
Well, it won't, because then the GNSO budget will cover them.
Okay.
So no matter how many people we have drinks with, we're not buying their drinks.
Oh, okay. Oh, I like this even more.
Yeah.
Right. So we have a Saturday and a Sunday social and work opportunity then, which is good, because I think building up that camaraderie after the long working days we'll have had will be a very important part of grouping together and getting the informal and formal networks developed that we want to see come out of the summit activities as a side benefit. That's great. The reason I wanted to have... Oh, first of all, is there anyone else who wishes to discuss the current state of, well, now Saturday and Sunday activities? If not, in the interest of time, I want to come back to something that's relevant to item 5, but I'd like to move to the update on ICANN Wiki content. Sebastian and staff.
Sebastian, you're going first?
I guess.
Well, because you know more about the ICANN Wiki site. I know the other one.
For the Wiki site, it's online since a few minutes, and it's now up to date with the data we already have, but I just pointed out the name of the participant that I will work with Oliver to add the other people and to explain how they can add information, how they can send him or download the picture and so on and so forth. But it's we try to have the same thing that you already see in the test, but it's now live in the wiki and accessible by everybody.
Thank you. One question, Sebastian, and it might seem naive, and it will show you that I haven't had time in the few seconds since you've put up the link to click on everything. When we up now, this is part of the wider ICANN wiki. When we update a page within our summit site, it will also update our master page on the ICANN wiki site. Is that correct?
Yes, it's correct.
Thank you. It's just I had to update myself twice.
I know, but it's why now it's live now and it's just one page for you and.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. Again, whilst I'm clearly scanning down to see what we've got and where, are we going to make an actual space for each of the RALO, just a box for each of the RALO delegates, the ALS delegates in each RALO? For example, if I go down to AP RALO, there is one little space, but I know that we've got more than one more ALS coming. Yes, we have India, Japan.
There will be as much line and boxes we need to have everyone on this page to accommodate. There is more.
There'll be a space for everyone, which will make it easier, because creating a box is much more complicated than just... uploading to a placeholder, that's all. Good. Okay. Any other questions for Sebastian on the ICANN wiki site? Other than clap, clap, clap and congratulations. Okay, Nick.
Yeah, it looks really cool, actually. And also today is obviously the day of the website, you'll see that the Etlard Summit microsite has come online. You'll find that it's now linked to the homepage of at lodge.icann.org. There are sections for the program, participant lists, travel information. Each working group has a link, and their wiki pages open in a frame. It seems for the time being that it's useful to actually keep the wikis going as long as they're very integrated to the website, especially since they're going to be changing a fair amount as the different working groups work.
Sure.
A briefing material section, easy access to the mailing lists that are specific to the summit, and a link to the organizing committee wiki as well. So there'll be more put up here before long. The forums are not working. As you all have noticed, there's a problem with them. But once they are working, the forum box on the right will actually contain just Summit Working Group-related traffic instead of all traffic like you see on the front page.
Actually, right now I'm not even seeing a box. But
yeah, there's no box until...
Okay. Comments, questions, compliments?
Yeah, what is the URL for that site?
You can go to atlodge.icann.org and click the summit link at the top left. We'll get a more attractive graphic up there than you see at the moment.
Nick, just one matter which I suspect Heidi needs to turn her ears to, looking at the summit calendar. One thing about project planning is updating your deadlines and your key event dates, especially when they've already gone past due date. We clearly need to modify and extend some of those deadlines.
Yes. When I saw it about an hour ago, I realized, we do need to update that calendar a little.
Oh, good. Okay. I think that's great. Now, obviously, we need to promulgate this and a whole lot of other information out to all of our delegates. Are we going to drip feed them? Are we going to bombard them? How are we going to approach that?
People are already getting notified about the working groups that they are in. There'll be announcement to the announce list of the new summit links to the whole community. There'll be an invitation shortly for people to join working groups who are unable to attend in person. The summit program links will come up before very long tomorrow, actually, once you all have looked at the schedule updates from tonight. We'll put a summarized version of what's up online,
right,
as well as links to the Adobe rooms for each working group and this kind of thing. So we'll announce all of this as it happens.
Right, okay. Can I perhaps, I'm the only one, but this is purely to satisfy me if nobody else wants it. When we're talking about the working groups, as exciting as it may be and as perhaps sad as it is that I don't actually know out of perfect memory because I've chosen not to put it in my memory, which working group has what title, and I get working group 1, working group 2, working group 3, working group 4, working group 5, etc. Doodles. When we're doing things about working group 1 through 5, can we have the title there as well, even on a doodle?
We can certainly do
that. Cheryl.
Sorry? Otherwise I'm going to have to commit which working group is what to memory, and I'd prefer not.
No, yeah, I fully agree with you. I have the same remarks. It's absolutely mandatory that you just need to think that we don't know. We forget everything, and even when there's a number, we don't know what it's which one it's like. I have always my paper in front of me to be sure that when I talk about working group number 2, it's which one it is. It's important in a doodle, for example. Yes, I agree with Cheryl. One point it's also interesting is that I just discovered that now you have set up the
acrobat room for each working group, and thank you for that. And in addition to the request of Cheryl, I would like very much if we can have a logo for the summit, because it will be easier, for example, to be recognizable in the wiki, at large wiki, in the ICANN wiki, in the at large website, in the ICANN website, and any other where we want to put a link for the summit in any other media, website or wiki. It's better if we have a logo.
Yeah, we'll come up with something. I actually was thinking about that earlier today. It'll probably be fairly simple and clean, but yes, something other than
I like simple and
tech.
Clean.
Yeah, I have nothing against simple and clean.
Okay, any other comments on all of this? Other than my compliments, because I think this is all looking real good, and I'm very excited that it's now happening. It's starting to become real to the delegates. It'll in itself engender more passion and energy and enthusiasm for the working group activities. So well done and congratulations. Coming back to the last point, which is the segment fair and poster session. Wolf, are you speaking to this?
Yes, I was asked by KCA to submit a draft for this session due to the fact that I am not the only organizing person for this. I made a draft which you can find on the workspace. I mailed it to Alex today. This is a CC to Dama and asking for some comments or additions or whatsoever. So, but it's the first outline of how this fair and poster session should look like and should be conducted. I don't know if you have had the opportunity to see it and to check it.
A very brief run-through, and by my very brief run-through, I'm delighted with where it is now. Any other comments from anybody? Any comments from KCA, seeing as this is essential information for them? Is it giving you what you need?
Alex left the call a little bit ago, and this is Leslie.
Sure, Leslie, I'm sure you can speak on her behalf. She's probably going to sort out visas, which is far more important than talking to us.
Actually, she did. The minute she got off the phone, an email has gone out to the people that we need information from.
Oh, cool. Okay. Is this item giving you some of what you need, all of what you need? Part of.
I have not seen this email from Wolf to Alex, but I'm meeting with her in the morning, and I will review the information and let you know.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Wolf, is there anything more you need to discuss on this then?
No, I've only one remark. I think what is mentioned at the end of this draft, that regarding the fair and poster session, there should be a special announcement on all RALO lists highlighting this event and asking all attending ALSs to bring info material with them. In this circular mailing, we can ask what type of special technical equipment is further needed for the presentation at the sessions besides the standard ones provided already.
Certainly. I do know that some of the RALO meetings have started to discuss this. Heidi, can I ask, are most of the RALOs meeting between now and when they will be getting on planes? Can we make sure this special announcement is not only gone out but acted upon?
Yes, I will send that out tomorrow. We have the AFRALO call, so they will be the first ones.
Okay, great. And I just from an AP RILO point of view, one of the things we discussed about this is that the RILO itself would like to put a piece of presentation together, a PowerPoint of some description, just a couple of slides, something that quite literally maps us out and shows where we are all coming from in a very geographic way. So there may be some benefit in a kiosk running some rolling presentations. Certainly AP RILO itself would like to put one in to this poster presentation, and perhaps other RILOs might wish to do so as well.
Okay, I will mention that to all of the other RILO calls.
Okay. Okay, any other matters to discuss off the agenda before I go back to a matter that does affect a couple of items on the agenda?
Yes.
Go ahead, Wolf.
One other important point is a search for facilitators. What we discussed in previous calls already, and there was already a draft sent to the staff, and I think this should be circulated as soon as possible, even if we now have the organizers informed and the proposed session getting formalized, we still need to have a list of facilitators for this program slots. And these people must be selected and contacted as soon as possible.
We do need to put that out, Wolf, and the other thing we can start doing now is putting announcements on the at-large web page of things like this, which we will do at the same time as we publish the note to the list to try and get more attention to these kinds of things.
Just if you need a backup of the draft, it's on the workspace.
Yeah, no, I've got it. I just need to
send
it. Basically, my.
No other point, Cheryl.
Okay, thank you. So the call for, now you used the word moderators, not facilitators, didn't you?
Pardon?
You used a call for.
To me, the moderators and facilitators are the same people.
Okay, thank you. So I'm just also capturing what we need to say for those who aren't available at this meeting or have left the meeting. They do rely on what we put in the summit planning meeting chat. Okay, in the absence of any other outstanding...
I have one additional point, sorry.
I was about to call for any other business. Go ahead, Sebastian.
Okay, sorry. My other business is that I hope that there will be maybe few, but some... other participants who are not yet ALS. For example, I hope that somebody from the newly formed Isaac chapter of San Francisco will be participating. And I just want you to know that maybe we will have some additional participants, even if they are not yet ALSs, and we have to take care of them too.
As long as we don't have to pay for more than their cup of coffee, we run open meetings, and the summit will be that as well. Okay. The piece of any other business I have is a follow-up on an action item that I have been quietly pursuing for a small amount of time and not chosen to report back to this group until now because I like to report positive outcomes. So having nailed down a positive outcome, DotAsia is willing and depending on our requirements and requests, to some extent able to look at a sponsorship of an activity or also some things to perhaps go into satchels, etc., etc. Asia, like the rest of the world, are under current belt-tightening activities at the moment, but for whatever reason, they have decided that we are a worthy cause, and so they will see what they can make available, albeit perhaps not as much as they would in a different economic climate, to support our summit. My conversations with DotAsia are now at the point where they are asking for actual, how much money do you want for what event and how many people will be involved details. Therefore, I'm not going to have this conversation now, but I would like to let the working group know that I'll follow up with staff so we can get some real dollar value and some real opportunity for this willing sponsor to be involved in what I suggested would be either a Sunday or a Saturday evening. And they're, of course, not at all concerned if it involves a wider audience than just our summit delegates, because the whole point of any form of sponsorship is to maximise your reach. So if you're all happy, I will now get back to staff, work out the gory details, and then get back to DotAsia and see what sort of deal we can broker. But I think it's important that you all know it's certainly something that, whilst there won't be a great big bucket of cash, they do want to show in a real way their support for the at-large movement and the at-large summit. So, Nick, you and I have got to talk.
Okay.
The other matter is on the number of people, and I do realise we need to take a guesstimate because of pending visa issues and other matters. A number of the speakers for the 101 session, quite specifically Frank Fowley, the ICANN Ombudsman, he has prepared materials which he would like to make available for each of our delegates and participants at a 101 session. So we need to get back to him, and I suspect some of the others as well, with a how many of whatever he has to offer he needs to bring along. Or make available to us. So, again, happy to take that on behalf of the working group and discuss that with Nick at the same time as we're discussing the sponsorship opportunities, because it all comes down to numbers and a few fudge factors. We don't want to over-guesstimate, but we certainly don't want to underestimate as well. Any other matters needing to be raised? If not, next meeting... certainly the 8 o'clock start for me was... sorry, how about our friend ISOC? ISOC's funds have... thank you for that, Howard. ISOC's funds, in terms of their available resources at the moment, have gone towards the one-day joint chapter meeting running on the Friday. And not to specific, not to specifically support the summit, although I do see this as an analogous support to the summit as well. And I have not contacted affiliates, but happy to do so, if that's your wish. Perhaps once Nick and I discuss what we actually need, we could look at who else to ask. Okay. Next meeting, I'm assuming you will want another meeting this time next week. The 30 minutes later seem to satisfy most of the start of the call. I would also envisage that there will be much less to do next week. So do we do same time, same place? Okay.
And... final comment from Hawa, please, in regards to the visa issues, if possible.
Yes, go ahead, Hawa.
So I did want to ask Cheryl and, or the staff, if possible, in regards to the people that are organizing the trip and the plane tickets, if in case we have to... let's see, for the passage countries and the transit countries for the visa and to actually try and get the visas there.
I'm not sure I understand that question.
I think the question was, and please, Howard, correct me if I am wrong, she was asking for clarification that it is the travel organising company that be managing any transit visas. It is my understanding from this call that that is the case, Howard. If that's the question you're asking, then, in fact, DCD will be handling the travel visas. The transit visas, and KCA is handling the destination visas.
And really what I'm asking for is this. Is it possible, for example, for the plane tickets, for those of us that are having visa problems, and this is a suggestion, and this is something that you can actually talk to KCA about, if, for example, you can maybe modify the plane ticket to get from the country of origin in Africa to the actual transit country, and that way in the transit country that has an actual Mexican consulate, to be able to get the visa there and then be able to go from there to Mexico, per se, if that's a possibility.
This is Leslie.
Sounds wonderful. Go ahead, Leslie.
Based on our research and understanding to this point, unless Pablo can help us do something different, they would have to, of course, present themselves to the Mexican consulate in that transit country, and they have to go through an interview process. And I'm aware at the moment, unless, again, we can get further assistance through Pablo's connection, that to get that done in a one-day period, I suppose the question you're asking is when they arrive in that transit country, en route to Mexico, can they get their visa, their Mexican visa? Is that the question? I can understand clearly.
No. Basically, is it possible to organize the plane ticket in such a way where it's adjusted so you can go from the country of origin to the transit country, deal with the Mexican consulate there, and then go to Mexico?
Yes. Leslie, you do understand correctly.
Yes, I do
yeah.
understand. And my understanding is going to the consulate, even if she has to present herself in person, have an appointment, and that they will not be able to process a visa within a 24-hour period there, that it takes some time. However, I'm trying to speak slow. Sorry, Sebastian. We understand and hope through Pablo we can find a quick way to help with this exact question. We're aware at this point someone would not be able to travel to the transit city, meet with the Mexican consulate, and in a day obtain a visa into Mexico, that they have to have that information and process in advance. But we are working through Pablo and other avenues to find out if we can expedite this process. And it would make sense then, yes, to route a ticket through the transit city and then on into Mexico.
Well, you know, this is the thing, you know, the issue is each embassy just needs to have, you know, needs to have...
My name is Wolf Ludwig.
Go ahead, Hannah.
Left.
Okay, and this is really what it is. You know, the arrangement needs to be that, you know, whatever consulate each candidate is attending in the trans country already has the actual letter in advance asking for the candidates, so they already have that information already. So, for example, for me, you know, my next embassy would be, you know, Paris. So Paris would need to have already the letter asking for me as a candidate to obtain the visa in advance. That way the process can be done faster, and that's really what the issue really is.
That is correct, and we have just sent an email to all those affected to ask specific information that Pablo needs in order to determine if he can indeed process and send in advance or help us in any way to secure it faster with advance letter to the consulates.
Okay, thank you very much, Leslie, and we really do appreciate the work that's going on, and we really did know it was going to be a challenge. We just expect brilliant results.
I'm aware.
And so you should.
Duly noted.
I have no problem with the pursuit of excellence, never have had. Okay, we now have the 2100, Tuesday 10th. Have I got the wrong month? I don't know. I thought it was the 11th of February next week. Somebody tell me what day it is Tuesday next week.
It's a little earlier than that.
10th.
10th, okay, there we go. So make sure we all know what we're talking about. Tuesday 10th. Anybody would think I'd been doing back-to-back meetings for 24 hours with a three-hour break. Tuesday the 10th, 2100 UTC is the next meeting. And I thank you all, and please note, perhaps Leslie, Khalid seems to have a good deal of information on the whole adventure of visas from Africa story. And I trust you. Are you on our Skype chat? Yes, you are, Leslie.
Yes.
And I keep putting a Y on your name. Just forgive me. I make no apologies. People just have to change their names to suit me. Ask Matthias.
Well, I did have an identity crisis in high school. And
that's right. I can engender more than just an identity crisis. Trust me.
It was a Y while I was in high school.
But he did say that he's just received information. He posted that a short while ago, starting dear all for all going to Mexico ICANN meeting at the end of the month. If they need to obtain a visa, you can request supplement the local committee member that the embassy require by sending to meetings@ICANN.org. So obviously, Leslie, I trust you've also got a copy of this information from Anne Rachel. If not, you've got a copy on the Skype chat.
On the Skype chat. Okay, thank you.
Okay, all right, thank you all. Nick, you probably don't want to talk to me now, so can you ping me and let me know when you do want to talk to me?
Perhaps in the morning. My morning, that is.
I live to serve, my dear.
I think I'll be more useful to you at that time than I am at 12:30 at night, really.
Oh, dear. 12:30 at night, I was still in the geographic working group's first call. So don't talk
Lucky
to
you.
Me about, don't talk to me about 12:30 at night. Okay. Lots of working groups in ICANN tend to want to get busy just before ICANN meetings. So there is more than just the summit going on in our lives. And I appreciate the efforts that all of you, staff and volunteers, are making at this time. Keep up the good work, and we'll make the best of it, and it's not going to look like a silk purse made out of a sow's ear. It is going to be absolutely brilliant. It is going to be landmark stuff, and some of what we've got going on the Wednesday and Thursday alone is going to be an absolute turning point for examples for ICANN. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Leslie.
Left.
Paul Mahaka.
Left.
Cheryl.
Left.
Heidi.
Left.
Nick.
Left.
Matthias.
Left.
Sébastien.
Left. Left. Left.